I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live coverage, the U.S. Capitol protest on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, blue sky, 42 degrees. KSL's top story. FBI agents say they'll be beefing up security around the state capitol as protests are planned at state houses all over the country. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The FBI can't specify exactly what their presence is going to be at the Utah State Capitol, other than to say that they'll have a command post and a heightened presence there. They also say a lot of the work being done to find the people who stormed the U.S. Capitol is being spread out to field offices, including Salt Lake City. But they can't just surveil someone because of an opinion they posted on social media. That person has to have broken the law.
The FBI says there's no significant or substantiated threat to Salt Lake City that they can find. Governor Spencer Cox says there will be zero tolerance for violence or property damage at any protests this weekend. The governor says the First Amendment only protects the right to assemble peaceably and says it won't take much for him to deploy the National Guard.
It's not going to take much at all. As soon as we see those gatherings start to occur, they will be here to make sure that that our Capitol is not vulnerable in any way.
The FBI has warned of possible gatherings in all 50 capital cities over the weekend ahead of the president-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Salt Lake City is getting ready for next week's inauguration. Boards are going up covering the windows and doors of the city and county buildings. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says it's a cautionary move after the FBI warned of planned protests in all state capitals. At the U.S. Capitol, razor wire is being installed. Representative John Curtis is speaking out after he says a threatening message was left taped to his office door. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres with the story.
Curtis says the message doesn't make him mad or fearful. It makes him sad for the divisiveness in our country. He was being interviewed by MSNBC today and was asked whether he feared for his safety. That's when he held up a flyer of his picture with skulls on his eyes and a title that said, quote, wanted for treason.
This was dropped off at my office just a few minutes ago. And I know my colleagues are very, very concerned. It's just a very troubling time for all of us.
The flyer was referencing his vote accepting the results of the Electoral College and said, quote, for resisting the true electoral victor, Trump. Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
A Utah who was at the protest at the U.S. Capitol in Washington has been arrested. John Sullivan is facing three different charges. He claims he was only there as a spectator, but a federal affidavit says he knowingly engaged in disorderly or disruptive conduct, among other charges. He'll have his court appearance tomorrow, 4 p.m. National security officials are promising aggressive security measures. They say they're in place ahead of next week's inauguration. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Vice President Pence and federal emergency management officials ensuring Americans that their newly elected officials and others in the nation's capital will be safe during next week's inauguration activities.
We are committed to an orderly transition And do a safe inauguration, and the American people deserve nothing less.
FBI Director Christopher Wray also says that they are staying on top of any attempts in Washington, D.C. and across the country.
Our posture is aggressive, and it's going to stay that way through the inauguration.
Wray says over 100 arrests have been made in the insurrection so far, and they are looking for another 200 suspects. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says his state is ready to handle anyone who starts trouble.
If you're planning to come here, are up to Washington with ill intent in your heart, you need to turn around right now and go home.
Don't plan on visiting the National Mall on Inauguration Day. The entire area will be closed. The measure is the latest step taken to prevent more violent protests. Now, more than 20,000 National Guard troops have been mobilized to protect the presidential swearing-in. And President-elect Biden will tonight outline a nearly $2 trillion plan to rescue the nation from the year-long pandemic. If Congress approves the Biden COVID package, it would be used to speed up vaccines and testing and to return children to school. It also includes $2,000 in stimulus checks to most Americans. You'll be able to hear that around 5:15 our time right here on KSL News Radio. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We have the latest on an Amber Alert issued out of Price this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more.
The suspect is identified as 38-year-old Jacqueline Gardner, who is 5'8", 165 pounds, has blonde hair and blue eyes. The child is identified by police as an infant girl with blonde hair and brown eyes. Gardner is driving a red 1999 Volkswagen Jetta with Utah plate 2. G is in golf, W is in water, Z is in zebra.
Gardner was last seen in Sandy around 2 p.m. near 100 South Creek Runway. Call 911 if you have any information or see the suspect and child. KSL News Time 4:05. Ricky Meese, what's going on this afternoon? Seems we have more traffic.
Well, it's been busy at times and then it fades out. It's starting to pick up again. But we also have a possible vehicle fire. Now, the truck that it's been called in on, it's westbound I-80 just after 2300 East. He's over on the right shoulder. No smoke or flames, so maybe he's going to be able to pull away. But if you see that, we could have fire crews arriving on the scene at any moment. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, I always thought AIDS diet candy was the worst business name ever. They went under because of it. We have a runner-up this afternoon, though, for worst business name ever. Stay here. My Minute of News is next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.